Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Royce. Palestine's ambassador to the United Nations has welcomed the Security Council's resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The resolution passed unanimously with the US abstaining from the vote. Riyad Mansour only wishes this hadn't taken 6 months.
Over 100,000 Palestinians killed and maimed, 2 million displaced, and famine for this council to finally demand an immediate ceasefire.
Qantas engineers are inspecting the engines on one of the airline's A330s after a mid-air scare on a flight from Melbourne to Perth last night. The pilots turned one of the engines off and requested a priority landing after passengers heard a loud bang coming from it. The airline admits this would have been unsettling for those on board. It landed without incident and no one was hurt. Australia's peak union reckons the government has not gone far enough in its call to have the minimum wage lifted in line with inflation. The ACTU's Sally McManus wants a 5% increase for the nation's lowest paid workers and is surprised the government isn't aiming higher.
Low paid workers are their customers, and so they know how much people have been cutting back, and people will cut back even further.
And more opinion poll blues for the PM, with a survey finding another drop in support for Anthony Albanese. Today's Resolve Political Monitor report has Albo's net performance rating down from -6 to -11%. However, in the preferred Prime Minister stakes, he still leads Peter Dutton by 40% to 30%.